It's Energy FM Saturday afternoon. JP with you again through till 6 o'clock in the studio with Niall Jones and Ollie Dunn. We're talking mixed martial arts this afternoon. That you've been telling me about their diet, making me... No, not for me, tell you. here on the Isle of Man, lads, whereabouts do you go? Where do you train?
Whitehoe Industrial Estate, Unit 37, on the old Castle Town Road. It's Black Dog Mixed Martial Arts. Right. You can find us on Facebook. It's just Black Dog MMA.
Yeah.
Is that the only place on the Isle of Man, or is there other places as well?
There's other martial arts clubs on there, but we're the only MMA club that does all the martial arts in
one. Yeah, we're the only martial arts club, well, MMA club that competes.
Are there many people sort of starting to compete now?
There's more and more people turn up in the gym. You know, they see it on TV, they want to try it out. You get a lot of people turning up, you know, seeing, you know, just what it's about. Some people do it just for fitness and fun. Some people turn up for fitness and fun. And then start competing. I didn't know what it was. I came down the gym. My brother-in-law already did it. He had had some fights, and he told me to come to the gym. And I just thought it was lifting weights or something. Yeah. And then next second, I'm getting kicked in the knees and choked. I didn't know what was going on. And about a month later, I was asking the coach to compete.
Yeah.
And then...
And getting into competition, it's just a case of speaking to the right people and they'll put you in the right direction of where competitions are taking place at your sort of level.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows in the UK. There's none over here, but it's easy enough to find a fight. As soon as you've got a name for yourself as well, it's just you get picked up by other shows, bigger promotions, bigger crowds.
Yeah, we've got in contact with the right promotions at the minute, so we're well in there and we've, you know, got fights lined up.
And, you know, people obviously see you coming back. You've got a couple of impressive belts in with you this afternoon. People starting out at the gym wanting to get involved in it, seeing you winning things like that, might pushes people on a bit more.
Yeah, definitely, because we keep them in the gym, you know, for a bit of motivation. Mm-hmm. So definitely does help everyone.
Goal for other people to strive for. If, you know, oh, I want definitely. A belt like that, you know, it's a good target.
Definitely.
So what's next? What's Niall, what are you up to next?
Next fight is in 7 weeks, down on the same show I fought on last time in Colchester. Mm-hmm. Ollie will be fighting on it as well.
Yeah.
Another lad from the gym, Vlad.
Yeah, next step is just keep moving forward and winning and destroying people.
We're still fighting in the amateur leagues now. It's not the ultimate goal. We're going to be going pro soon enough, hopefully.
Yeah, we don't want to rush into it. We're just getting a bit more experience and then... That's our goal, anyway.
Still got the jitters and nerves stepping in the cage, as I'm sure, as I'm sure you could imagine, and fighting in front of 1,000 people with smoke machines and lights is it's not natural.
So, at what point when you get in the cage do the nerves go and the adrenaline kick in?
Or? As soon as you start getting hit, really, or start hitting him,
you're just like, oh, I'm in a fight. You know what I mean?
Normally, you start the fight, you know, you touch gloves, and then you have this weird, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And then it's just all muscle memory. After the fight, you don't know what's happened in there.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't really remember what's happened, to be fair, but...
It's all flow. There's no conscious decisions going on during the fight. You might pop in and out, and you've got your corner screaming, you know, do this, do that, and sometimes you'll hear it, but then you don't want your mind thinking of what you're doing, to be honest, you know.
Yeah.
So really, red mist comes down here.
Like, you get in there more experience, I think that goes, you know, like, you get more comfortable
in
there.
It's a bit of a foggy mind, you sort of...
At the minute, yes.
It's like when you wake up first thing in the morning, you know, you don't know what you do for that first 10, 15 minutes, but you get it done, you get your shower, it's just like that, but fighting in the cage instead.
And
one way to put it.
Your next opponents, do you know much about them?
There's a few tapes on YouTube, and he just fought him, so I know he likes his takedowns, so... Yeah.
It's a great help for me because obviously I've been in the cage with him, so I'm emulating things that this guy does. So Ollie's ready for. He's already fought the guy in the gym me before he's in the cage with him.
But for you, who doesn't have this insight, how do you prepare for your next?
I don't like to think of it. I work on what I'm good at, what I'm gonna do to him. I'm not too fussed what he's gonna try and do to me.
So it's a case of you're gonna be the same weight as the guy. So
yeah, same weight, focus. And that's it.
Cool. Well, rather you two than me. All the very best for the future, and hopefully you'll come back and tell us how it all went next time out in Colchester.
Cheers.